Hachette Audio presents Soul Boom, Why We Need a Spiritual Revolution. Written and read by me, Rainn Wilson. Dedication. For my dad, Robert Wilson. Thanks for teaching me about the soul. Preface. From Mary Oliver. Instructions for living a life. Pay attention. Be astonished. Tell about it. Here I am, sitting in my office during the early weeks of the COVID-19 quarantine, furiously outlining the book on big spiritual ideas that I've been wanting to write for years. Now's my chance, I say to myself, while wearing the same sweatpants I've worn for the past 6 days with the little stain where I wiped my cinnamon raisin oatmeal on my thigh. Here's the big opportunity. Hours and hours of free time to vomit forth a potpourri of ideas on all of my favorite topics. The journey of the soul, life after death, the big guy upstairs, and the personal and spiritual transformation of society. The only problem? Me, Rainn Wilson. Let me be blunt with you, dear listener. I know what you might be asking right now. Why the hell is the actor who played Dwight on The Office writing a book on spirituality? First, let me explain what I mean by spirituality. True story. I recently came across a news headline about some model celebrity who had undergone some kind of spiritual transformation. I was intrigued. After all, I love spiritual transformations. Have had a couple myself over the decades. In fact, I might be having one right now as I narrate this. Upon further reading, it turns out that this model celebrity had undergone an actual exorcism of some kind in a remote town in Switzerland. A shaman had released some kind of demon energy from them, and they were finally on the other side of it, able to practice self-care and enjoy yoga and raw juicing from home. Something like that. Which got me thinking about the word spirituality. It can mean so many different things to so many people. To some, spirituality is completely synonymous with religious practice and organized religion, church, God, and so forth. To others, it can mean rituals involving hallucinogens. To many, because the word spirit is in it, it means that ghosts are involved. To still others, like the model celebrity in the article, it can mean exorcisms by Swiss shamans. Let me be perfectly clear. I'm not talking about any of that. The word spiritual.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?